If you build it, they will stay. That's the pitch from supporters of a new billion-dollar ballpark to keep the Texas Rangers in Arlington. A week from today, on Election Day, voters there will decide whether or not to pay for half of it with taxes. Opponents say it's a bad deal. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports it's left the city divided.
This is one of those issues that pretty much everyone has a strong opinion about.
We don't want another city in the Metroplex to swoop in and grab the Rangers. The Rangers are Arlington.
That's Brian White, who I met with a handful of other early voters in downtown Arlington. Rusty Skipwith also voted yes. He's glad the new ballpark would have a retractable roof and air conditioning.
They do need an enclosed stadium. It just gets too hot in the summer. And they should have thought about that when they built this one, but I don't want them to move, and I'm a staunch Ranger fan, so let's keep them.
Carla Owens, though, is a lot less sympathetic.
I came in the heat, and I think that if our Rangers are too delicate, maybe they need to move.
At this polling place, opinions were pretty evenly split. That tracks with a recent poll by WFAA-TV and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It found 42% of city voters were for the deal and 42% opposed. For months, Arlington Mayor Jeff Williams has been pitching the plan. At a Kiwanis Club meeting, Williams said other North Texas cities are sniffing around the Rangers and Arlington can't afford to lose the team.
Our future here is secured if we vote yes. The vote no means we don't keep the Rangers. We lose the existing ballpark. We lose $77 million worth of economic impact that happens every year.
The Rangers want to build a new, smaller stadium across the street from Globe Life Park. The roof is just one of the updated amenities in the plan, and it'll double as an event venue in the off-season. City funds would pay half of the billion-dollar price tag. Those funds come from existing taxes used to pay for the Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium. Williams says it's a smart investment.
And then you need to ask me the big question, okay, well, how much are my taxes going to go up if I vote yes and this is approved? Zero. You won't be paying one penny more after this passes than you do right now.
The Yes campaign has spent well over $1 million to drum up support for the new stadium, the bulk of it coming from the Rangers organization and companies that do business with them. The No campaign, by contrast, has raised about $8,000 to make their case.
We have a stadium. You want to tear it down and build one that's smaller with a bigger carbon footprint, and we're paying for it by taking money out of the middle class and sending it to a rich guy that lives outside the town.
Arlington lawyer Warren Norrett is a spokesperson for the opposition Save Our Stadium camp, and he disputes pretty much every claim that new stadium advocates are making.
How in the world can you call this a good deal?
Norrett thinks the Rangers are too invested to leave town. He says survey after survey shows that professional sports stadiums make for mediocre investments. In Arlington, he says economic development promises for Globe Life Park and AT&T Stadium haven't panned out.
These don't work. They're great for the self-esteem and the panache of self-serving politicians, but that's about it.
Back in downtown Arlington, voter Juanita Ortiz says a new ballpark should not be at the top of the city's priority list.
They can wait another few years, get something done in Arlington. Public transportation, streets, housing, whatever they need to do, whichever way the money need to go besides to the stadium with a receding roof. Unnecessary.
But for Rosa Aswara, it makes sense. She works at a hotel in the entertainment district and says the Rangers help bolster tourism.
You can imagine the people that come and have to use the restaurants, all the other services, and the stores. So it's amazing the amount of money they have to come and spend.
Caroline Stearns is not interested in a new ballpark. She says she's still paying sales taxes that pay off the debt for Jerry Jones's Cowboys Stadium.
They can't keep up with the Joneses. Pardon the pun, but they can't.
Stern says the city just built the Rangers a stadium in the 90s, so maybe it's not yet time to build them another one. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.